Shiva Boker Tov, everyone. We are on page 152, 153 over here. We're in the middle. We had to receive Zion also over here in terms of Shar Mashkim in the middle of the Suda. We saw three days in the Rishonim, which are the three days brought down here in Shulchan Aruch. And even though the Mechaber tells us in order to get out of the Suffolk, he said, in order to sit down before the Suda, you should go ahead and take a cup of water, a tub of drink, make Shahakol and have Kavana on the liquids you're going to drink during the Suda also. That would be the best idea. However, the Ramah tells the minig is like the first opinion. The first opinion that we do not make brachas on drinks in the middle of the Suda, and that is also the day of Rov Poskim amongst the Sfardim. That's what they pass on Lach HaLamaisa. But if we look now and see Mishnah Berurah, see Katan Lamed Tes, we get to a couple of very important inyanim over here. Number one, the Mishnah Berurah says over here in Sikot Lamed Tes, Ul'inin Yanin Tsarf. What about taking a shot of whiskey, having a l'chaim in the middle of the Suda? Does that require a bracha or not? Is this considered like Shar Mashkim or is this different? He brings down a machlokas, a Poskim over here, he says, Ilin Yanin Tsarf. There are those who say that you need a bracha if you have in the middle of the Suda, the Marshal, the Matamosha, Lechem Chumudas, Mavush, Taz, a slew of major achronim, so brought down in Sharatzian, so you cut them out, all hold, you have to make a bracha. You're not doing because you're thirsty, achilu kishar mashkin. You're not doing in order because you're drinking, and therefore drinking to quench your thirst is part of the Suda. And therefore they require bracha. Aval, however, the Mishnah Berurah says, Shein the Magen Avram, Katu the Tocha Suda, Ein Sarech Bracha, Mishum da Az Bala Oru Tavas Amachal, V'choshiv Gamze Machmas Sasuda. Says the Magen Avram, the Maisa, do not make a bracha on whiskey in the middle of the Suda, because he says over here, it's in order to whet your appetite, it's in order to open up your stomach in order that you're going to eat more, and therefore it's going to be part of the Suda. So that seems to be the way the Mishnah Berurah paskins over like the Magen Avram. But the Poskim Dan over here is, what if you're having whiskey? Not necessarily for that purpose. Okay? What if you're having whiskey, like many of the minig, still have minig probably, and many people between the fish and the meat will have a shot of whiskey to wash out their mouth. Okay? Therefore, over here, is that considered Machmas Asuda? Or is that considered a separate union? Or what if someone's Dostam has a L'chaim, someone has had a baby, or a separate child, what if someone has a simcha and he wants to have a l'chaim, l'zeicha the simcha, over here, it's not necessarily connected to the Suda, he just wants to have a l'chaim, the simcha in the middle of the Suda, is a l'chaim part of the Suda, or not. Okay, so this is another deal in the posting for sure, if it's just in order. In terms of the first child, in terms of the having it between the fish and the meat, that's look inside Charitzi and Mvav. He says Ve'esher Demasher Gili Kach Ma Yain Sarof Achar Shochin Dagin Udag Meluach Uganken Bechlal Tofel Imurogel Bekachu Potel Lekulei Alma. Since it's a normal thing to do, it becomes part of the Suda, and therefore it is not going to require a bracha. However, in terms of Lochayim, that is less pashut. Even though Sefer Vizosa Bracha, he brings down that he believes that it is also considered part of the Suda, you go ahead and make a bracha. In the new edition of Moreno Rabbeinu of Nevensal, he brings down this Dibur Maskel Bala Orer. Dibur Maskel Bala over here on page 152. He says over here, Avo Mash shows him l'chayim l'chod chasun l'chodoma tzarech l'varech shari einim bayi machmas asuda. That is not considered machmas asuda, says Moreno Rabbeinu of Nevensal. Therefore, it turns up. Having a shot in the middle of the Suda will depend on what your kavanah, if it's part of the Suda or it is not part of the Suda. That's Shiloh number one. Then he gets into what about having fruit. Later on, we didn't really learn this. It's Kuv and Kuv Ayin Zayin. We're going to talk about desserts. We talked about it by Pasav and Bekissin in Simon Kuv Samaches. I said over there, by other fruits and candies and stuff like that, for sure you have to make a brach on dessert. But what if you have a dessert type food, but you have it as an appetizer? I know you have fruit as an appetizer. Is that considered part of the Suda and it's not going to require bracha? Or since it's fruit, generally if you have fruit even in the middle of the Suda, since it's normally a dessert food, you have to make a bracha on it. Says the Mishnah Berurah over here in the brackets. He says, Hu adin, habeperus abayim lahamshich tavas achila. If you have fruit that's there in order to whet your appetite, in order to get your tongue salivating for more food, okay? That is also going to be part of the Suda, says the Mishnah Berurah over here. The Shiloh, though, is, not necessarily if this is true, if that is the reason why we have fruit as an appetizer, whatever, for sure it's going to require a bracha. But the Shiloh is that's even true. When we have fruit as an appetizer, you have a grape as an appetizer, is that the purpose of the grape? Or,
like Rosh Hashanah Zalman says, and he'll be hinted what he probably paskins. Rosh Hashanah Zalman says, basically, just our standard of eating, we switch dessert and add it at the beginning of the Suda. It doesn't whet the appetite, doesn't make us more hungry when we have these types of things before the Suda. Therefore, Lemaisa Rosh Hashanah Zalman, he felt that you're going to have to make a bracha on dessert. Lemaisa, the Mishnah Berurah did not seem to say like that. The Shaar HaTzion Osmem, hey, brings down a machlokas in the Rishonim regarding this. And okay, it's hard to say. I want to say the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah's mitzias is if you have fruit to be mamshichir taivas achila, that is not going to require bracha at the beginning of the Suda. Rosh Hashanah Zalman just disagrees and he holds that it's not true. Okay, when you have a fruit for an appetizer, it's not really there to be mamshichir taivas achila. He doesn't know what putting the appetite means over here, and therefore he says that you should go ahead and make a bracha when you have dessert, fruit served to dessert. There's an easy way of getting out of this. Like the Mechaber suggested over here, if you know you're going to have dessert for an appetizer, you could take a little piece of fruit right before the Suda and make a bracha on that, have a little less than a kazayas, and you're going to get yourself in a subic bracha. Chorna l'chola, but you have a little bit beforehand, you go ahead and patter yourself out of this suffix. Last thing over here is, what about, okay, not last thing, second to last thing, but over here, what about drinking coffee and the like in the middle of a Suda? Is that going to require a bracha? Maybe that's not like Shaar Mashin. Says the Mishnah Berurah over here. Next, page 153, five lines down. Kata v'chai odo. Dim shol sacher gemar Suda, so you have a cup of coffee for dessert. Yeah, after the Suda, cafe. Hurak kedei la'akel amazon, v'lodami l'shaar mashkin. It's not like Shaar Mashkin, which you drink to quench your thirst, and therefore Shaar Mashkin are patterned. However, says the Chayod, v'alkein tzarech levarich bracha rishona, over here, since it's just in order to digest the food, that is going to require a bracha rishona. However, says the Mishnah Berurah, ve'ein mukrach, it's not mukrach the Chayodim. It's unclear why it's not mukrach over here, but one could say two things. Either he holds that a cup of coffee is not there, lishros samachal, or he could claim that helping your food digest is part of the Suda also. That's considered enough part of the Suda that would not require a bracha. So it sounds like the Mishnah Berurah sides with the fact really not to make a bracha. He's the nachon, she yivarech mitchila ma'at sukar liftor at the cafe. You can take a little sugar on the side or a candy on the side, make a bracha on shakol ni'avit baro. You could have kavanavi motzi the cup of coffee. Shiloh over here. We could have it right after Kiddush. You could have it at the end of the meal. The question is, why is someone having a cup of coffee? And I believe, like the, because he does not want to fall asleep during the meal. A lot of people don't want to fall asleep right after the Suda. After having a heavy Suda, you get tired. You want to learn afterwards. You want to work after, whatever it might be. A lot of people have a cup of coffee at the end of the Suda. Why? Like, you normally have a cup of coffee in order to stay awake. Over here, I believe, if that's your whole intention of having a cup of coffee, is in order to stay awake, no matter when you're going to have it, l'chora, it's going to require its own bracha in the Suda. However, in the Rosh Yeshiva's example, though, and this is what the Mishnah wrote. What was that? Oh, you're saying to not fall asleep during the Suda. But it's going to be more than that. It's going to be davar pashut over here. Why is the Rosh Yeshiva's question much different? And it's going to be the same thing if you have it for dessert on Shabbos. Because if you're having Kiddush, the Mishnah Berurah is going to say this in a second. If you're having Kiddush, the wine is going to pot through your cup of coffee. So that's an automatic. We're discussing over here is only when you're having a motzi without wine. When you're having... Okay, so that's the Chorach. Says the Mishnah Berurah over here, says two lines from the bottom. It says, because the Shaykh Rak Linin Chol. The whole suffix of having the cup of coffee is only Linin Chol. Aval Bishab is a Yom Tov Bishach or saying Shaya Kolze. Oh, this is not going to be a Shaila. Dari Bavadek for Kodesh Alakos. Oh, we Manashach. In Kiddush Al Yayin, a little Poter Kolam Ashkin. So it's still going to be a Shaila on Shabbos if you're not the one who made Kiddush and you didn't have enough wine like we learned earlier on. But if you're the one who made a Kiddush and you had at least a Melolugma of wine, you're going to Poter Kol Mashkin anyways from the Suda. That's what's going to come out. Halacha l'maisa, okay? Being kiddush al sheikhar, but if you make kiddush on beer or whiskey or things like this that are not grape juice or wine, okay? Halo mevarech hashakol b'meilo nifar gamze. That's also going to pater, but not because it's your because wine pater sharmashkin. We don't say whiskey's pater sharmashkin, but you're going to make a shakol niabidvaro kiddush. If you're going to make a shakol niabidvaro kiddush on beer or whiskey, so that's going to pater the sharmashkin also in the case. So therefore, l'maisa. This will only be a shayla during your mosa chol. You go to a restaurant, you have a cup of coffee at the end, you have a cup of coffee at the beginning in order to stay awake. Then you have the shayla. But on Shabbos, as long as you drink, either drink the wine, at least a little lugbav,
or you made shahakal on something else, like whiskey or beer, then it's not going to be a shiloh. Anyways, the last shiloh that we have connected to this, and this one I think we're going to discuss also in Kufayin Zayin, is what about ice cream? Where does ice cream fall in? Do we make a bracha on dessert on ice cream? Okay? And this is the shiloh. The shiloh that the post can discuss, what is ice cream? Is ice cream a food? Is it considered like a food halachically? Or is it considered a drink? If it's considered a food, so it's pashit, it's a dessert type food. Obviously ice cream is not a meal type food, it's a dessert type food. You have to make a bracha when you have it for dessert. Okay? If it's a drink, then you might have to down over here, maybe it's similar to like a cup of coffee over here, and therefore would not require a bracha. Now, even though Rav Moshe Feinstein and Rav Avadi at the beginning, they showed me the Talmud and showed me after we once had shir on this that Rav Avadi changed his mind afterwards. But at the beginning, at least, Rav Avadi and Rav Moshe both held that they're a liquid and therefore do not make a bracha on dessert, on ice cream. Rav Shlomo Zalman disagrees. Rav Shlomo Zalman disagrees and he holds you make a bracha on ice cream. Okay, why do you make a bracha on ice cream? It could be one of two things. Really, Rav Shlomo Zalman holds that ice cream, lechora, is like a solid food and therefore it's like any other dessert type of food. You're going to make a bracha. But even if Rav Moshe and Rav Avadia at the beginning they claim that it's like a drink are correct, it doesn't really matter. Because if we understand what's the reason why a drink does not require a bracha, we said over here coffee, because we said the coffee might come to help digest the food or something like this. Ice cream is clearly not like that. Ice cream is there because you like ice cream. We like ice cream. It's like a dessert food. And we want to have it for dessert because we like ice cream. It's got nothing to do. It's like any other dessert type food. And therefore, it doesn't matter if it's a drink. If you have a drink that's a dessert type food, l'chora, then you're going to have to make a bracha. If you have a milkshake for dessert, l'chora, also you're going to have to make a shakol ne'abidvaro if you do not have kiddush or you do not have a shakol earlier on. And therefore, Lenny is dieting this shakol Rishul Mazalman, Morena Rabin, Rav Nevinzal. I believe Rav Avadi changed his mind. Also, the passing like this, all say that dessert for, and you have ice cream for dessert, you're going to go ahead and make a bracha. Let's see Siv Ches now quickly over here, and this will finish. It says, Al Yain Shebetoch HaMazon. If you have wine in the middle of the Suda, Kol Echa V'Echa B'Varech La'atzmo, Afilue Sebu Yach. Okay, if we're going to have wine in the middle of the Suda, everyone should make their own bracha on the wine. Okay, why is this like we learned earlier on? We saw this in Nechus B'Siyas HaPas, that we're afraid that people are going to choke. Okay, people are going to choke if they have to answer Amin while they're still eating. Hey, D'lo Yicholin Lanos Amin, says the Roma. Like we learned earlier on, Sikot Mem Aleph, V'Avta Kailam Chol Makom Neshomei HaKa'ona, even though normally we say Shomei HaKa'ona, V'Anias Mamein, Einu Makom Kval Linyan, says the Bracha, Chai Shein and Shemi Yanu Amin V'Yistakein. We're afraid over here they're going to answer Amen, and you are going to cut to a sakana. Therefore, we don't want to answer Amen, and therefore, we don't tell people to potter you in the middle of the Suda on another drink. Everyone should make their own drink. Right? The Machaber says, like a little Pesach, we're afraid that you're going to go down the wrong pipe, and you're going to come to choke. Says though the Ramah, you say savri before you go ahead and make the bracha, v'yishmu, and everyone hears. V'yichavnu l'bracha. And they have a kavanah for the bracha. V'lo yachlo az yanu amen. Echad mivarech l'kulam v'chei noagim. Then one could go ahead and make a bracha, and answer amen, and that is the minag. What's going on over here? What's this savri, Rabbi Usai? And this gets all the way. Why do people say savri before making brachas? Birshus making before making brachas? Okay, let's just finish the Ramah. We'll maybe understand it a little bit better. But that's what's going to save you over here by saying savri. Says the Ramah. Vayomer savri, Rabbi Usai wrote Salomar. What does this mean? Savri matem latzeis bebrachazu. You want to go ahead and be yotzei with my bracha. Velo yomer birshus, Rabbi Usai. But don't say birshus, Rabbi Usai. V'chein. Anytime you want to make a bracha in the middle of the Suda, you say savri and not birshus. Why? Says the Mishnah Berurah over here. Siv Katan Memvav. Sorry, Siv Katan Memhei. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan Memhei, Yomer Savri Berurah, Siv Katan Memhei, Yomer don't say birshus in the middle. When you say birshus, it's in the inyan of anivus, you're asking permission to make a bracha when other people might be a bit greater than you who should be making the bracha. You're saying birshus, you're asking permission. That's what birshus is. El savri rabosai. What does Savri tell you? Tahainu she yisiku milechol v'yidnu leili shema brachol atzeis. Savri tells you to stop what you're doing. Not only you're asking for a shos, you're telling them to stop what you're doing and listen to my bracha. That's what Savri means. Okay, and therefore, any time in the middle of the suya, you don't want to use the lashon of Savri. Sikot Memvoz is called Malcolm Ritzalomer. Kishechad motzi chavira kavo kiddush v'avdolokai gavna. Any time this is, you should go ahead and say Savri. And Sifkot Memzayin, you just flesh this out once again. Ain't no mean birshus perish. After a royal Mario Tirbishus, even though it's maybe more appropriate to say birshus right now, shunatilus rishus me'asumin shechafetzim boshiyotzi otam birchazal, because you're asking rishus from the other people that you want to patter them in this bracha. However, el mishum birkas ayayin shetokosu at the mruch ron savri kidei shiasikum lechol. Savri is going to tell them to stop eating in order not to get in the sakana. Noagin lomar lashon zeh b'chol makom shemavarchim lahotzi acherim. Any time that you're going to be motzi acherim, we generally are noagin to say savri, because it has both. It's a netilas rishos, and it's telling them to stop. That's why we dafka say savri over here, in order to remind them. All, number one, to stop. Number two, to have kavana in the bracha, and as the Shar Tzion points out in Osn and Gimel, okay, that it also works for rishos also, and therefore it has all three aspects, and therefore you could be Yotze. Says though the Shar Tzion, Nun Gimel, the one exception to the rule where you don't need Birshus, and you don't need Savri, says the Shar Tzion, Nun Gimel, it's also brought by Morin, Rabbeinu, and Rav Nevinson, in the Yitzhak Aray, and that is on the coast of Birkas HaMazon. When you do Birkas HaMazon on the coast, look inside, Morin, Rabbeinu, Rav Nevinson, Motzi, it's in Shar Tzion, also Nun Gimel, near the Alkoshal Birkas HaMazon, ain't Tzarchli Tol Rishos. You never have to leave Tol Rishos, you don't have to do Savri, when you make the bracha on the break off and at the end of Birkas HaMazon. Why? Because part and parcel, and when you say Rav Sayin of Areich, okay, you say Birshus, on your Mizami, the person who's Mizami, he already asked for Rishus at that point. Once he got Rishus, the bench, it's also Rishus to say the Borei Perek Goffin at the end, and therefore the one time when you're making Momotzi, the other people in Brachas, you don't have to say Birshus, you don't have to say Savri. Ad Kan for today.